It is Palm Sunday. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our march towards the desert, the mountain of Easter, has reached its zenith. 40 days, 40 days. Jesus begins his decisive entrance to Jerusalem, triumphant entrance, but he did not enter with the war horse. He entered with the beast of burden. The Lord is with you. 24th March. This year, we are celebrating the Holy Week, still in the month of March. The gospel that is proclaimed today after the blessing of palms is from Mark chapter 10, chapter 11, 1 to 10, being year 2 of a liturgical year, or year B, corresponds to Mark. Two things that are interesting in this short passage. Jesus asked those who were moving with him to go and look for an asno, that will be the beast of burden, a donkey. He did not ask him to go and look for horse, though the entrance is triumphant. He wants to go and win. You've already know how he won. The force that wins or destroys evil is not the force of violence. Jesus claimed victory over death, over Satan, and over sin. It was not the victory of horses, of space, of bombs. It's not the victory of the war in Ukraine and Russia, nor is it the one in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas. The victory he won was with heavenly warfare. Above all, the humility, the obedience, the silence, which endured all the atrocities that was meted out against him, and he finally claimed the victory over death, Satan, and sin. You want to win the battles, the forces are against your happiness. It is not through war. It is not through violence. It's not too much worse. It is a spiritual combat. Secondly, Jesus asked for a horse that nobody has mounted. That's something unique. It must be something set apart for God. God wants your totality. He wants the whole of your heart. He wants the whole. He doesn't want half-half. Half to Satan, half to him. Half to the world, half to him. No. You are called to service. Because if Jesus needed something to get to accomplish his mission, the donkey and you, Christ will not get his work accomplished near you if you don't get up and do what you're supposed to do. If you don't begin, get up and do what you're supposed to do. He has planted you there as his bearer. He wants to become Christopher, and that is to say, bearer of Christ. Transport him so that he gets to that person who needs him, so that he saves the country. Be his bearer. To save the country, to save your town, to save your family. Begin to serve and begin to denounce evil. Begin to show the example. He wants a totality of your heart. He doesn't want you to halfly be in the church, but you're also in the world. Be a servant of God, but you're also a servant of Satan. He doesn't want to share you. You have one wife, a husband, officially wedded, but you have another one outside. He wants a totality. Let us go on with Christ. Don't only start from with Hosanna in the highest. Go to the cross. Get to Golgotha. Many started with feast, and when the cross came, they dropped. That is normally a wrong process. Want to get to where you dream to be? Begin with the cross. Cross first before crown. There's a seed you must sow, a suffering you must bear, a perseverance that must be your lot. Let us move on with Christ and leave the Holy Week as the drama unfolds. In all the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Passion Sunday.